USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is setting up protocols for government workers as the Delta variant of the coronavirus surges in some parts of the country. Federal workers will have a choice, either get vaccinated or continue social distancing, masking up, and following travel restrictions. You also have to get a test in your nose twice a week. Biden said his administration is taking steps to apply the same standard to federal contractors.
Want to do business with the federal government? Get your workers vaccinated.
He's also asking the Defense Department to look into how and when service members get their vaccine.
Our troops serve in places throughout the world. Anywhere, vaccination rates are low and disease is prevalent.
He said the government will reimburse private employers who give paid time off to workers who are getting vaccinated during work. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
Here in Oregon, it is raining, but that's not stopping one of the biggest fires in the country. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
A half inch of rain fell on the bootleg fire in southern Oregon on Tuesday. Fire Operations Section Chief Karen Skoll saying that normally would have slowed the fire's growth.
That's not the case these days, and that's due to the dry fuels and the severity of the drought that is occurring.
The fire burned hotter on Wednesday, and there were near red flag conditions forecast for Thursday. The bootleg fire has burned over 413,000 acres. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Suni Lee is an Olympic gold medal winner.
It just is so surreal, and I haven't even let it sink in yet.
In Tokyo, Lee won a gold medal for the U.S. gymnastics all-around. Simone Biles had withdrawn with mental health issues. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A judge is suggesting that a famous pop star might have to go to court for tax evasion. USA Radio's Brad Bernards has more.
Shakira, Shakira.
A judge has ruled that Shakira must face trial in Spain for allegedly evading 14.5 million euros in tax. They concluded that there are sufficient indications for the Colombian singer to go to trial after she was accused of six offenses by Spanish prosecutors. Shakira could face jail time if she is found guilty. The singer, however, claims that between 2012 and 2014, her fiscal residence was in the Bahamas, so she was exempt from having to pay Spanish income tax. She claims she was in Spain sporadically during that time, but prosecutors argue that she was actually living in Barcelona for more than 6 months of the year.
Shakira, Shakira.
Oh, baby, when you talk like that.
From the USA Radio West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Disney Parks has announced it's going back to requiring all guests wear masks indoors due to the increase of COVID-19 cases nationwide, which is fueled by the much more contagious Delta variant. Visitors must wear face coverings while indoors at all Disney parks, and that includes while entering attractions, getting on board buses, and riding the monorail or Disney Skyliner. Other parks, including Universal Studios Hollywood and Six Flags Magic Mountain, are already requiring people to wear masks indoors. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.